There is a party, so to speak, at Stephanie Netto's house, owner of the Lobster Company. That's a wholesaler in Kennebunkport, Maine. Stephanie, welcome to The Takeaway.
Greetings, John, from snowy Maine.
Yes, and you are having a party because essentially this is a big high-demand moment for you selling Maine lobsters to the Chinese market.
It certainly is. We've been busy now for 2 weeks, and we'll be busy for another 2 weeks.
Now, how long has Maine lobster been a staple of New Year's celebrations?
About 5 years ago, there was probably no Maine lobsters in China for Chinese New Year, and now it's very popular. And my busiest year ever.
I mean, did you go over there with like a wheelbarrow and just like sell them door to door, and all of a sudden it exploded? I mean, what explains this change?
The Chinese are very fond of live seafood. We went over there in 2009 to a trade show and met a couple of customers and have developed our business over the past 5 years there.
So what does it mean for the packing, and what special things do you have to do? Is there a holiday packaging for the Chinese New Year consumer?
No, we're just responsible for making sure that the lobsters are healthy and can get to China alive. There's no special boxing or packaging because they are put back in a tank when they get to China to keep them alive. So the consumer doesn't necessarily see the package. The lobster is the package.
And do they like big ones, little ones? Is there anything special about the lobsters?
Well, that's particular to the city that they're sent to in
really?
Hong Kong. Yep. In Hong Kong, they use almost exclusively small one-pound lobsters. And only maybe 40 miles away in Guangzhou, which is used to be Canton, they prefer a 2 or 3 pound size lobster.
And so these lobsters are all getting frequent flyer miles, right? Getting over to China?
No, but I wish I was.
How do you, I mean, they're all shipped by air, right?
Yes, they're all shipped on a plane. And there's been tremendous amounts of difficulties this year with that because of all the bad weather we've had in Boston and New York.
Would you say that the harvest is abundant?
This time of year, because the water's so cold, we harvest very few lobsters because they pretty much hibernate in the winter. So all the lobsters that we're shipping now were caught mostly in December and early January, and we had to have facilities to store them over that period of time to save them for now.
So this has really transformed your business year-round in accommodating this new schedule.
Yes. I built a new facility in Canada that holds about 120,000 pounds that feeds my facility here in Maine.
And how many lobsters do you expect to ship?
For the holiday, probably 400,000 pounds.
And are your colleagues up there in Maine doing the same kind of brisk business?
Yes, there's numerous other people in both Boston and Maine and Canada that are working round the clock to get lobsters into China for the holiday.
And who's your competition? I mean, I'm assuming there was some live seafood that used to be the big, sort of high-end New Year's celebration dish.
It's the Australian or New Zealand spiny lobster, which still now sell for probably 4 to 5 times the price of an American lobster. But they have very few of them. They maybe have 20% of the lobsters available that we have available. So our main lobsters, the Chinese call them Boston lobsters, are kind of filling the middle class void of a lower class, a lower price, high quality seafood item for their celebrations.
But the spinies don't have claws, really, right?
You are correct.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I know. And they kind of like ours because they kind of look like a dragon.
There you go. What's the word for lobster in Chinese? Do you know?
Long xia. Well, that's about my only Chinese.
Yeah,
word.
You're right. Exactly. I wasn't gonna get you off your comfort zone there. All right. Well, you have to get back to work. And Stephanie, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks, John.
Stephanie Netto is the owner of the Lobster Company, a wholesaler in Kennebunkport, Maine, who will be shipping hundreds of thousands of pounds of lobster for Chinese New Year this year.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.